Oh, now it's
now
red.
It's red. It's red.
Well,
I'm like dead. Where's my inputs?
Oh, yes, it would be that one. Hey, folks. So this is the new time for the show. This shit is delicious.
Folks, hey. Folks, hey.
Folks, hey. Folks, hey. With Walker Staples and.
Hey.
Well, you can say my name if you want.
Well, I mean, no, I'm just saying you work with Walker Staples.
Oh yeah, that kid comes here sometime.
Oh man. He's a bastard.
Yeah, Greg Larson, I think, killed him recently, though, with that giant Nerf gun he seems to be wielding.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's pretty brutal.
Well, our, you know, our thoughts and love to Walker's
grieving family.
Grieving family, yeah.
Poor folks.
Poor folks. and the internet's down. That's a shame.
Oh, that really is a shame.
Wait. Oh, okay, I can't advertise.
All yay! Right.
So, Whitney. Sorry. welcome to this night's show.
Woo!
This is a radio show called This Shit Is Delicious. We are devoted to playing only the tastiest music, any music that one would consider delicious, from any genre, from any time period, from any
orifice.
Orifice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I was going to go with mother's vagina.
That works too. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're indiscriminate as to orifices as to people's orifices.
So, Whitney, would you like to start us off, or would you
like
me to?
Oh, I have something magic that Taylor has showed me.
Oh.
Taylor has absolutely changed my musical perception with this music.
Oh.
It's a band called Circle Takes the Square.
Taylor. Oh.
Imagine if Omar and Cedric raped every member of the Blood Brothers.
Oh.
Okay. This is Interview at the Ruins by Circle Takes the Square. You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious.
Thank you. From the ruins echo softly as the roots undo, and the branch becomes. From the ruins echo softly as the roots undo, and the branch becomes. From the ruins echo softly as the roots undo, and the branch becomes.
Better be alone.
Sit there silent, folded up, then you smile as I walk by. My face is shaved, but you know it's me. You know it's me. Come and whisper in my ear, my dear, it'll be alright. 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 It'll be alright.
So while we were distracted by technical difficulties, that song ended and another one began. But what you were just listening to was Gentlemen by Me Without You off of A Arrow B Life, which is their first album and is a great album.
Indeed, quite delicious.
What was before that, Whitney?
That was Interview at the Ruins by Circle Takes a Square off of their landmark album As the Roots Undo.
It was really fucking yummy. So our levels are broken for some reason. So if it starts getting all grainy,
yell at us.
Call us.
I like the way this. I like the direction this is going tonight. I think this might be complemented well by something like this. This is off an album that I have been rather obsessed with this past summer. It's called Low Country. It was the last album by a band called Envy on the Coast. And it's an interesting album by a sort of a post-hardcore band that had a sudden fascination with the South. Imagine if Glassjaw was from Alabama. So this is called Puritan Dirt Song, and you're listening to Yurt Radio.
Give me one of Mary's babies.
Just remember you asked for this. Just remember you asked for a president's mouth, and maybe his wife, a key to the city, and I'll show her a good time here. I used to like a tourniquet.
Welcome back. So you are listening to the, at the moment, not broadcasting This Shit Is Delicious.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, you're listening to a recording, in which case, God bless you, because you're a really hard fan.
It's true. And we're really hard for you. So what was that, Whitney?
That was a Puritan Dirt song by Envy on the Coast off of Low Country. Mm. And, ooh, I think I like where this is going to
go.
Well,
I'm not feeling Muse right
now.
No? I gotta say.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
I'm feeling something we can both sing along to, but I'm holding out for Receiving End of Silence until Phoenix.
Oh, God.
Because we haven't played them yet.
No, we haven't. And I was just thinking today.
We've had a whole show.
That we need some. Yeah, exactly.
So instead, we're going to play, not concertina, Whitney, tell a joke.
Oh, well, I know some dirty ones. So there was this party once. This person wanted to have a costume party. They wanted people to come themed as emotions. So, like, the night of the party comes, and party's going great. She opens the door, and there's somebody standing out there dressed all in red. She's like, "Who are you?" He's like, I'm passion. I'm the spirit of rage and passion." She's like, "Oh, perfect. Come on in." Opens the door a few minutes later, some dude dressed there all in green. She's like, "Oh, what are you?" "I'm Envy. I'm the power of envy. Oh, fantastic. You'll fit right in. Then a few minutes later, she gets a knock on the door. And standing out there is a 6'5" black man, completely naked, with a pear dangling from a string off of his dick. And she says, What the fuck are you supposed to be? He's like, well, this was an emotion costume party, right? She's like, yeah, but what are you supposed to be? I'm black fucking despair.
This song's called Sunburn vs. the Rhinovirus by The Matches off of Decomposer.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm not plugged into the audio yet. That's great because it didn't start playing. This song is called Sunburn vs. the Rhinovirus by The Matches off of their album Decomposer.
Whee! What the fuck? What the fuck?
So that was Sunburn versus the Rhinovirus by The Matches. You don't know The Matches, Whitney?
No.
Well, clearly Phoenix is cooler than you.
Well, that was already a foregone conclusion, but Jesus Christ.
I'll play some more of them sometime. They're really
great. Oh my
great.
God.
See, the thing about The Matches, they always really disappoint me thinking about them because they're one of the most talented bands of the 2000s, and yet they never made it anywhere for some reason, no matter how good they were, and it really bothers me. We'll do some other stuff later today.
That bothers me too. You'll have to tell me more about that later.
It's officially, This Shit Is Delicious, and...
There's only one fucking thing I can follow that up with. Oh my god, just choosing which song. Jesus. Okay, I'm gonna follow the energy message. This is Kissing Cousins by Closure in Moscow. It's nothing but Coheed Time Walker.
Good evening, you're listening to This Shit Is Delicious. Whitney, what were you just listening to?
Oh, that was Kissing Cousins by Closure in Moscow. First track off their album, First Temple.
Cool.
And,
well, this is Delirium Trigger off of Never Ender, Night One.
Keep forgetting to switch sides.
You were outnumbered and torn.
Okay. Oh. What's that?
I see thunder out in the distance.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys. We were listening to the House of Blues version, not the Neverender version.
So that's the show we were at.
Yeah.
So Walker and I were amongst those clapping people.
That's true, yeah.
That was fun times, Walker.
Righteous.
I didn't cry or anything.
No, you didn't.
We didn't sob into your beard during Wake Up.
And we definitely didn't take our pants off during the last song.
Nope.
That didn't happen.
Elf Tower, New Mexico had no removal of pants.
No, none. None at all. We were totally pantsed on our bodies.
Oh, my God.
We have a great crowd in the yurt right now.
Yeah, a bunch of lovely people have been dancing with us and making this a grand old time.
If you're listening now, which you're not because it's not streaming, A2 is cooler than you are.
Maybe listening in the future.
Which case, maybe A2 won't be cooler than you are, but yeah. Maybe they will be still.
Well, I'd say that's a distinct possibility. There's a lot of good vibes there. Anyway, I'm going to take this in a completely different direction, if you don't mind.
I don't.
This is Shut Me Up by Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you. He just pointed out that we're playing good music tonight.
It's true. Hey, Phoenix,
hey.
Have you ever heard the receiving end of sirens? Have you ever heard the receiving end of sirens?
No.
Did you know you've never lived?
I'm about to know.
Prison Break or this armistice?
We need to save this. Prison Break is a good intro. Do fucking prologue into Prison Break.
Okay, so this is the receiving end of sirens. The album is Between the Heart and the Synapse, and these songs are Prologue and Planning a Prison Break. You're listening to Yurt Radio.
Thank you.
So that was the last night in my body. That's how that went.
That was planning a prison break by the receiving end of sirens. Between the heart and the synapse.
Fun times at planning prison breaks.
Yeah. Oh,
hello there.
That's how it feels. If you're ever in prison and you want to break out of prison, that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. You know, so, it's a good idea to make a clean getaway with your hands outstretched to mess her neck.
Oh, yeah.
And then she lets you in with a masochistic kiss, wishing she could be anywhere.
Anywhere but here. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Anyway, this is going to be part of my slow introduction to Walker of my favorite album of all time. This is the closer called Red Sky.
Oh, awesome.
So you're listening to This Shit Is Delicious on Yurt Radio.
Closer is a great name for a band.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm all about. How about you?
No, I understand. I get that. I respect that, actually. So I was going to play Sugar Cult, and then I decided that was too beautiful. So instead, we're going to play As Tall as Lions.
Who is a great song.
No.
Ooh, mind changer. Game changer. Oh, please. Please do. Please do.
Fine. Can you give me the can you give me the yes. music, please?
What?
The music, please.
The music?
The thing.
Oh.
The That's music like the fourth chord. Time you've forgotten to give me that chord.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. I love you. You're very sweaty, though. This song is called Ode, We Will Bury Ourselves by Moving Mountains off their album Numa.
sleeping, darling, likely dreaming off the pain. I hope you'll hear me in the street lights humming, softly breathing out your name. I know that even with the seam stitched tightly, darling, scars will remain. I say we scrape them from each other, darling, and let them wash off in the rain. And when they run into the river, oh no, let the water not complain. I swear that even with the distance slowly wearing out your name, your hands still catch the light the right way, and our hearts still beat the same. And our hearts still beat the same.
So, you've been listening to This Shit Is Delicious. Not broadcasting, but that's cool. This is our last song. What was that, Whitney?
It was the first track off the La Dispute album that my good friend Georgiana just burned me.
Yay. And before that, we had Ode, We Will Bury Ourselves by Moving Mountains. This last song is called Mouth Wings. It's by Mountain Man. And this is to prove that we don't only play post-hardcore.
The way one feels could be likened to an opening or a slamming or a breathing hard. All of them, all of them have seen inside my mouth, have grown and flown wounds out.
Thank you so much for listening. This was This Shit Is Delicious. We'll see you again next Friday at 8 o'clock.